Welcome back to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and we are blessed with our next guest because he's one of my favorite people in the world. It's hurtful to me when I get to see him in person. We were at a wedding in New York City, and he officiated the wedding, and I got a few moments with him as we shared a table. Our wives are in the Mutual Admiration Society, and I think the Mutual Empathy Society that they have to deal with us. But John Gordon has written more impactful books, and that's a differentiator. Right, there's tons of guys that we all know. I got 58 books in 58 languages, and I was like, yeah, but who are you impacting with the 58 books in 58 languages? John Gordon is an impactful author and an impactful speaker, and that means a lot. And his definition of positivity is one in which allows us to have our peak performances, as we have some great Olympic champions here and incredible entrepreneurs and philanthropists. John Gordon, after that very limited introduction, welcome to Office Hours.
Great to be with you, David. And I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, 30 books now, and just thankful that they get out there and they're read. So working on the next one this December, and hopefully that will come out in a few months.
You know, we evolve as authors and speakers. And part of the evolution is our desire to what we want to impact, what the outcome we want from the people that are exposed to our content. And how we want that to move them in a divine direction and to allow them to withstand the divine detours, to have, as John will talk about, divine time. For you, the divine is an essential common denominator in all of your work. And it later on in life has been for me. And it means so much to me when I meet men of faith that not just preach it, but they walk it. I watched you at that wedding and I said, John Gordon walks the walk. How difficult is it to transform from talking the talk in your speeches and books to actually walking the walk? And has that been an issue for you as it has been for me?
Such a great question. You know, I always feel like I am trying to live up to the person who wrote those books. Because when I'm writing those books, I'm at my best. I'm really tuning into God. I'm receiving the love, the spirit, the wisdom, the guidance that writes the books I write in 3.5 weeks. And the characters that go through transformation and change. And then I have to actually live up to that character. I have to live up to the writer who wrote that. I have to walk the walk and actually live those principles. Otherwise, I'm a fraud. So I feel like my whole life is actually trying to be the person in the books that's changing, and also be at my best like I am when I'm writing, and truly love others, truly care about others, work to be selfless and given, and let go of my pride and my ego. And every day, David, I take a walk of prayer. And that's been really essential over the last couple of years, doing that almost every day, where I just pray, surrender, receive, repent for the things I've done wrong, ask for what I want, praise God on the journey, and then also practice gratitude. So I just do this whole walk, and when I walk, I just feel God's spirit moving through me. More of God, less of me, makes me better.
Thank God he doesn't do the Colin O'Brady 12-hour walk every day, or I never get to see him. But he probably got it. He's so efficient. He probably has it down to 12 minutes. Anyway, meet my buddy, the Olympian, 17 medals, an incredible, the world record holder at one time and champion of the 400, LaShawn Merritt.
Thank you. Mr. John, how are you today?
I'm doing great. What an honor to meet you.
Beautiful, beautiful. I now recently have retired 2 years, and I do a master class around the U.S. It'll eventually get around the world, where I talk about gratitude and purpose and being aligned. And I had a question, and how can a positive mindset, you know, in alignment with purpose, help athletes overcome obstacles and stay committed through setbacks? Because I didn't have a lot of setbacks in my career per se, but I was able to stay the course. But I deal with a lot of athletes who deal with that now. And not having the right mindset and have a hard time dealing with setbacks and obstacles.
Research shows we're most energized when we're using our strengths, our gifts, and our talents for a bigger purpose beyond ourselves. So there'll be times when we don't feel very positive. There are days we get up, we don't want to go do the work. We don't want to train, but our purpose gives us something to be positive about. So your purpose must be greater than your challenges. And your purpose is what fuels you going forward. We need purpose to have more positivity. And then at the same time, I know that when we're positive, it allows us to overcome our challenges, our obstacles, and our setbacks. And when we talk about positivity, this is not about Pollyanna positive. It's not about seeing the world through rose-colored glasses. Mm. It's knowing that you have the power to overcome the thorns. Right. It's not about ignoring reality. It's about maintaining optimism, belief, and faith in order to create a better reality. It's okay to say this stinks. This is hard. This is challenging. But then a positive mindset overcomes. They find a way forward through the challenge and through the obstacle. So it's this positivity, and then it's this purpose that gives us something to be positive about. And I believe those two together keep us fueled up, keep us energized, and keep us moving forward. Because we don't get burned out because of what we do. We get burned out because we forget why we do it. And so we have to remember the why along the way. And that helps us overcome obstacles along the way.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Another great Olympian, but a king of mindset. John, welcome again.
Thank you, sir. John, you know, I heard you talking about positivity. I heard you talking about your strengths. It's one of the things I talk about a lot, but I'm super curious. I ask everybody this. It's my cocktail hour question, so I'm loaning it to you for use in the future. What are you best at? And I'm going to be very specific about that. Like, what is your superpower? You get to put on a cape for one reason. What is it?
I help leaders build stronger teams. I don't think there's anyone better in the world that has done that with the Rams, Sean McVay, the Dodgers, Dave Roberts, Dabo Sweeney, Clemson football, the Miami Heat, all the different companies I've had the opportunity to work with. I really get to know the leader, work with the leader, and then help them apply the principles, the practices, and the strategies that build stronger teams. Now, along the way, I believe, you know, mindset is a big part of that. And I believe I understand mindset pretty much better than anyone on the planet. When you understand high state of mind, low state of mind, this is a whole teaching that would probably take an hour to talk about. But once you understand the mindset of your team and you know what's holding them back, you understand what challenges they're facing, what wounds they're dealing with, and how they need to move towards healing, and what's separating and dividing them, and how to move them towards connection and oneness and power and strength. That is what truly makes a great team. So mindset, leadership, and teamwork really all come together like as one. And once you understand how to do that and bring that together, that's what I believe I'm best in the world at.
Which is why you're better investing in John Gordon and NIL donation to your college, a better guarantee to win than the NIL dollar. So it's a less expensive and more powerful way to build a team. He's building the office hours with David Meltzer's team right now, and you can see his leadership and his inspiration. Speaking of leadership and inspiration, what are you telling yourself, Chad Shindigan?
Oh my God, John Gordon, from somebody who's read every single one of your books, children's books included, absolutely pleasure to be talking to you today. As another follower of Christ and a big believer, Jesus believed that your life should be devoted to self-transformation, and he's using you as a vehicle to fulfill that in other people. How do other people find their vehicle to influence others? So you found yours through writing and influence that helps carry out Jesus's purpose. How do other people find their purpose in living out that mission?
When we're looking for a purpose, we're really looking for God. And when you have a oneness and a connection with the Creator, which you were designed for, in that connection, your purpose begins to be revealed. So you can't know your purpose without a relationship with the one who created you for a purpose. Yeah. Because there is a purpose for your life. You're not an accident. You are here for a reason. You know this, and I hope the people listening understand this. And when you truly know this, there's a plan for your life. There's a purpose for your life. Guess what? God gave that purpose to you. Yeah. He created you on purpose, with a purpose, for a purpose. And in that relationship, in that oneness, in connection, and that's why prayer is so important, taking the time to pray and connect, surrender and receive. And as you do that, in that oneness, there's power and there's peace and there's understanding with, oh, this is why I'm here. Yeah. This is what I'm meant to do. This is what I was truly uniquely created to do. And once you start living it, you start living on purpose. I believe we start just living on purpose. and we connect to the one who created us for a purpose. What happens is that bigger purpose starts to unfold. It starts to reveal itself. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not like you will always get a lightning strike, but we actually start doing it. And as we start doing it, we start living it. It starts to unfold. And then we start to recognize what it is. And it's a process. I wrote a book called The Seed, and The Seed is all about finding your purpose. Yeah. And your happiness in life and work. And I think so many people are looking for their happiness, but happiness is a byproduct of living with purpose and passion. So when you're purposeful and you're passionate, happiness will be a byproduct of that. So I always say, don't chase success. Decide to live with purpose and meaning. And guess what? Success will be a product of that.
So with that being said, let me just follow up this. You talked about prayer, and I asked all my guests on the Cannonball Mindset, what should I pray for you for tonight?
Yeah, pray that I keep living my purpose. I always ask people to pray for my family, pray for my kids. My daughter is 26. I pray that she meets an incredible man that loves and honors and adores her, because she's still single right now and living in Austin. She's a speaker like me, so she's in my footsteps doing this work, which is so cool to see. And never thought she would do this work, because she was terrified to speak, but God called her to do this work. So pray for Jade, and pray for my son Cole, who is working with me now, and again has had his battles over the years, a Division I athlete, but struggled, with his mental toughness and all of that. And then to see him just grow and mature. So I always pray for my family's healing, for their health, their wholeness. So if you can do that, that'd be wonderful. I'd appreciate that.
Absolutely. God bless.
And I will pray for his wife.
My wife needs a lot of
because I know who she wakes up next to every morning. Just as John, I've asked him to pray for my wife as well. And I pray for her to have poor eyesight is really what I'm looking for to help out John. A little bit of a blur. Go ahead.
You talked about his wife. When my daughter Mackenzie was with you in New York, I think she's in New York or somewhere with you, she was sitting backstage and she met John Gordon's wife. She didn't know who she was.
Correct.
She said, this woman, she spent an hour talking to John Gordon's wife. That was 6 months ago. I have not stopped hearing about John Gordon's wife. She forgot about spending the day with you. It was about spending an hour with John Gordon's
wife. I get it all the time with my wife. I'm like, who are you following? Is that John Gordon? No.
She's married. She's married to some guy named John Gordon. Right. I'm like, what? What does that mean?
Well, if you live with passion, purpose, and profitability, you learn, as I have, from the 30 books that this man, these impactful books, I've learned to apply my why, because I have faith and he's given me the wisdom to apply my why the best of my ability every single day to improve towards a divine direction of my potential. And I know he's done the same for all of you and millions around the world. You don't got to jump on and off the energy bus. You're already on it with John Gordon. John Gordon, as always, brother, thank you so much for joining us on Office Hours.